You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Amazon has launched an online platform to help UK startups promote their products. Yandex has asked the EU to investigate Google. And MasterCard has seen significant growth in the number of transactions it handles in China. Amazon has launched an online platform called Amazon Launchpad to help UK startups promote their products on the site. Amazon Launchpad will showcase selected products on a special area of the UK Amazon website and provide marketing support to startups. In return, it will receive a cut of the profits made from sales of these products. The e-commerce giant is teaming up with venture capital and crowdfunding companies to help decide which startups and products should be included on the platform. A spokesperson from Mouse Musicase, one of the first British startups to be included on Amazon Launchpad, commented on the platform and the impact it will have on up-and-coming businesses, saying, "It will revolutionise how you can scale a product startup by providing global reach for free. There are so many amazing products from startups out there, it's great that they'll now be getting a leg up to compete with even the very biggest players." Yandex has asked the EU to investigate Google for abusing its market position with its Android operating system. Yandex had previously complained to the Russian anti-monopoly regulator, who last month found Google guilty of abusing its dominant market position in the Russian mobile market, and ordered the company to unbundle its search app from its Android operating system. Google is set as the default search engine on all Android phones, and handset manufacturers are unable to pre-install alternative search providers. If the EU agrees to investigate Google, it will be the latest development in the long-running Google-EU saga, as the search giant is currently being investigated by the European Commission under antitrust charges. MasterCard has announced that it has seen double-digit growth in the number of transactions it handles in China compared to just last year. MasterCard mainly handles cross-border e-commerce transactions in the country, where legal restrictions mean that foreign companies cannot handle domestic transactions. It puts the rapid growth in transactions handled down to China's booming online shopping market, with a MasterCard spokesperson saying, "The development of e-commerce is our best friend." It may be looking at even further growth in the near future if the Chinese government lifts restrictions on foreign companies operated in China, a move that is reportedly in the pipeline and has been described as a potential game changer by MasterCard. Research by Initiative D21 has revealed the German mobile internet landscape. It found that the proportion of Germans going online using a smartphone was now 60%, up from 53% just a year ago. Mobile internet usage was not universal, however, and there were significant variations in usage when looking at variables such as gender, age, income, and household size. Males were more likely than females to access the internet from a smartphone. Younger people, people with higher incomes, and people living in larger households were also more likely to access the internet using a smartphone compared to older people, poorer people, and people living alone. When looking at the kind of things that Germans were doing online, the research found that using search engines was the most popular online activity. Visiting blogs, forums, social networks, and e-commerce sites were also activities practiced by the majority of German internet users, as was doing online banking. And finally, data from the Nepal Telecommunications Authority has revealed the internet landscape in the country. The data reveals that in mid-July, there were 11.68 million internet users in Nepal, equivalent to 44.11% of the population. That's up from 43.67% who were connected to the internet just a month before, showing that internet penetration is rising at a steady pace in the country. Nepal Telecom and Ncell are the two main internet providers in the country, with Nepal Telecom being ahead of Ncell with 6.6 million and 4.8 million users respectively. And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you next time.